USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
People who are fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus don't need to wear masks when walking, hiking, biking, running alone, or gathering in small groups outside. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
On the CDC website, we have posted examples of numerous outdoor activities that are safe to do without a mask if you are fully vaccinated. Generally, for vaccinated people, outdoor activities without a mask are safe.
There's yet another delay in real ID requirements for air travelers. The new deadline from the Department of Homeland Security is May 3rd, 2023. It was supposed to be October 1st, but has been delayed repeatedly because states are not prepared for the new rules, and now because of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The data is starting to be released from the 2020 census.
The Census Bureau announced the first set of data from the 2020 census on Monday, showing the U.S. population now tops 331 million. The population grew 7.35% since 2010, the slowest rate of growth since the 1930s. The number is also illustrating a population shift that could alter the look of Congress in 2022. Texas will gain two seats in the House of Representatives, one of six states to gain a seat. Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia will all lose a seat, as will California, the first time in the state's history that its congressional delegation will shrink. The average population of a congressional district will also increase by more than 50,000 people to around 761,000. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill into law that bans abortion once an unborn baby's heartbeat is detectable. The governor is saying the state now has more laws protecting lives of the unborn. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Dana White is lashing out at the Las Vegas Review-Journal after the paper criticized his COVID-19 safety protocols and went so far as to suggest that fans attending the live sporting event could end up with permanent damage or death. Las Vegas Review-Journal writer Adam Hill, who was covering the event in Jacksonville, marveled at how at least 15,000 people are willing to risk permanent damage or death to attend a live sporting event. While other sports are embracing politics and getting involved, White also tells Fox News that that's not one thing fans of the UFC want to hear or see.
One of the things that I've really tried to do through this whole thing is stay out of politics. When people tune in to watch sports, they don't want to hear that crap. They don't want to hear what your opinions are, or who you're voting for, or what you're doing. They want to get away from everything in their life, and they want to focus on whether, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours, however long the sport is. Throughout this pandemic, when you turned on the UFC, we never talked about COVID. We never talked about politics. We don't muzzle anybody either. So if somebody comes out at the press conference and they want to talk about this or that or whatever it might be, it's their God-given right to do it.
The UFC does have a large footprint in Las Vegas with a large production facility and a 30,000-square-foot training facility as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.